and my foot has hastened after deceit, then let God show me that, because I look at my situation and I have integrity. If my heart has been enticed by a woman, or I have lurked at my neighbor's doorway, you know, that's a peeping Tom. May my wife grind for another. May my wife leave me and cook for somebody else. For that would be a lustful crime. If I have despised the claim of my male or female slaves when they filed a complaint against me, if I haven't treated my employees right, then let God show me. If I've kept the poor from their desire, caused the eyes of the widow to fail, you know, dropping your head in despair because you wouldn't meet the widow's need. If I've put my confidence in gold, if I've rejoiced at the death of my enemy, he's going down the litany of all the possible things he could have done wrong. And at the end of it, he says, I just don't see any of this. And so chapter 32, verse 1, so wonderful. Then these three men ceased answering Job. Listen to this. Because he was righteous in his own eyes. Boy, that is, underline that, mark that. That's really critical. Job 32:1, he was righteous in his own eyes. It wasn't a matter of what people thought about him. They were dead wrong. They hadn't seen any of these sins. He said, if I've done any of this, tell me. They just assumed it because things weren't going very well. But at the end of the day, he takes his stand, not on what God knows, because he doesn't know what God knows. Not on what they think, because they don't think right. At the end of all of it, he is righteous in his own eyes. He has done an assessment of his own heart and has been exonerated. That is critical. Let me put it to you simply. If you're going to be a holy person, if you're going to be a righteous person, it's going to have to take place in your own heart. That's where the battle has to be fought. You have to be able to say what Job said, I'm righteous. I've looked at myself. I've examined myself. I've looked at my motives. I've looked at my heart. And I don't buy your accusations. Because if it's anything less than that, it's going to blow up. I promise you. If you didn't win the battle on the inside, sooner or later, it'll show up on the outside. You can't keep the lid on it. It's impossible. You're not that clever, and you're